nose, attempting to stifle a sneeze. But it came bursting forth.
A tissue!
Dodo brushed her fingers across her nose and shook her head, seeking to clear it. Then she glanced up as Stephen came out from the time machine to join her. He looked at her with barely concealed annoyance.
And just where do you think you're going?
Out. I thought I'd get some fresh air, Dodo replied defiantly. Nobody said you could go out, Stephen snapped.
Do they have to, then?
Of course they do. Stephen shook his head in bewilderment at her recklessness.
You don't know what you might have found out here. No gravity, poisoned atmosphere, all sorts of things.
Dodo started to move away from him.
Look, stop tramping around over there. What happens if you get lost?
In that case, I catch a bus back, came the answer.
A bus?
Again, Stephen shook his head.
What do you think you're talking about? I mean, just where do you think you are?
Ah, I bet you think you've caught me, don't you? I'll bet you think I don't know.
You do?
Stephen asked.
Of course I do,
Dodo replied with confidence.
What? This place with all these strange animals and plants and things? You can't have been here before.
Yes, I have. I came here once with my school. It's called Whipsnade. It's just outside London.
Just outside? Now, wait a minute.
Dodo pointed away from the glade through the trees.
I'll bet if you go down that path there, you'll come to the American Bison and the tea bar.
Stephen sighed in exasperation.
We don't even know that we're on Earth, he argued.
Earth? Earth?
Dodo countered scornfully.
This place couldn't be anywhere else now, could it?
She indicated.
That's a chameleon. And over there, those are Malayan gazelles.
She peered at a bush.
And on these leaves, locusts.
How do you know all this? Stephen asked.
Learned it at school. Natural history.
From the depths of the woods, a baying howl echoed. Dodo jumped, losing something of her confidence. Stephen grinned.
Having second thoughts?
No, I just don't remember Whipsnade being so loud, that's all.
Inside the TARDIS, the Doctor pored over the instruments with a puzzled expression. He shook the space longitude indicator, not quite believing its reading, but the figures that it spelled out remained steady. And it was the same with all the other instruments. However much he tapped and tweaked at them, the initial readings remained obstinately the same.
Strange, he muttered. Very strange.
What was strange about them was the fact that they were all apparently working, and all at the same time. And this really perplexed the Doctor, because it was indeed a rare day when something wasn't going wrong in his old warhorse TARDIS. He could hardly remember the last time they'd combined to give such consistent readings. He scratched his chin.
Now, not since that trip to Venezia, or was it Enlandia? That strange place where the one thing they didn't have was land. Nothing but water. And that peculiar form of crystal ice.
He quivered, momentarily remembering the place well. It still gave him the shivers to think of it and remember the giant eels that had squirmed their way about the place. But no, the readings were what they were. And he glanced up when he heard the youngsters outside talking about the possibility of finding themselves on Earth. The Doctor emerged from the TARDIS, shaking his head in bewilderment. He glanced at Dodo and Stephen.
Improbable as it may seem, the child Dorothea, Dodo,
the teenager protested.
Oh yes, of course, the Doctor conceded. I think Dodo may be right.
Stephen was puzzled.
You mean it is Earth? He asked.
The Doctor shook his head cautiously.
I can't tell you just yet, not for certain. All I can say is that it is...